that community and him? But are those guys your guys? Do we need to explain more what happened with Huberman?
I'm distracted by my own narcissism, and Scott Alexander once examining my website with this sort of anthropological curiosity. I was like, who is this for? What is this about? Not in any negative way. Huberman, who almost looks like the comedian Tom Segura playing a character, might even be. A bit of a bro life hack guy on Joe Rogan, telling people what to do to help their brain, what to do to optimize. His big thing is getting sunlight early, and he's become something of a very popular guru. To which you're saying, Kat, we had two basketball players on, since retired, Andre Iguodala, Evan Turner. And I actually had the thought when speaking to them, I bet they listen to Huberman. Maybe I should bring up Huberman. I didn't bring up Huberman because I didn't vet that before.
That's disappointing. I was like, what happened?
I should have. I should have. Well, we had a hard out. So I had to, there are certain things that you got to get into, whatever.
Right. They were former basketball players. They had places to be. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. No, they're very busy. Huberman. This big expose in New York Magazine came out. I think they might have used the black and white photo of Huberman. That's how you know it's bad, when they use that black and white photo of you. Detailing how his personal life, bit of a mess. You know, he's the guru. Personal life, you know, maybe there are six ladies or something going on. And he's breaking hearts left and right. And maybe he's advocating for some shady products, and he's not just this kindly professor out of the Stanford lab giving you science, and there's some darkness to the whole thing. And it just became a talker, I think, with people mostly mad at the writer of the article. Is there anything you'd want to tag to that before you just jump on it?
Yeah, I think we need to mention, in case you haven't read this piece, because it is 10,000 words long. You've read it, I'm sure.
Very long. But
when I say you, I mean like anyone who's listening. It's like 10,000 words long. And Huberman's relationships with these women is the entire framework for the essay. This is really what it is. Yeah. It's supposed to be an expose of his, we can call it non-consensual non-monogamy, where he had about six different girlfriends. He was cheating on them all with each other. And eventually they found out about this and they were not happy. And now they are in a group chat together, and they all have given each other Care Bear names, and they trade memes, and we wish them well. Where to begin? Well, so I want to talk about actually the idea of this as an expose, because I'm very interested in where this piece sits within the journalistic landscape. And before we discuss it at all, I just want to say that I